From Wikipedia, it says here, Dave Herbert Wills, born March 13, 1964, is an American sportscaster who, along with his broadcast partner Andy Freed, has served as the radio voice of the Tampa Bay Rays since 2005. Born and raised in the Chicago area, grew up a diehard White Sox fan, played baseball and basketball at Oak Lawn Community High School, and attended Elmhurst College, where he pitched on the baseball team and worked for the school's newspaper. Oh, he's had more of a career than that. Hi, Dave. How are you? You're on WGN Radio.
I'm doing good. And, man, oh, man, I did about 58 years of hiding my middle name, and you just let everybody know it.
Just as soon as I said that, I thought, some people don't like that, so everybody forget that his middle name is Herbert.
There we go. My sister calls me that all the time.
Oh, so. Now isn't that
but
sweet?
But no, it's great to be here.
Good to hear your voice again. You're a longtime voice, of course, in Chicago. WMAQ, WMVP. You were the you did pre and post game for the White Sox when John Rooney was doing it, right?
I did, and you know, again, worked on it with John and Ed, and those were two of the best play-by-play guys going for a long, long time, and obviously learned a lot just being around John and Ed for a long, long time, and then for the last 17 seasons, and now this will be my 18th. Worked with Andy on the Rays, but, you know, going back to Chicago, worked UIC basketball. You did that for 8 seasons, did some Kane County Cougars baseball for 5 years, where we were partners a lot of times with WGN and Spike Odell in the mornings and weekend games. So, you know, again, it's nice to be back on at Chicago radio on an iconic station like WGN for sure.
Elmhurst College is where you spent some time. In fact, then you did some coaching there too, right?
I was there for a while. I was just kind of doing the math the other day, and I'm like, man, I spent almost the entire 80s at Elmhurst College, and now Elmhurst University, but went there to go to college. Thankfully, they were one of the schools that accepted me after my very mediocre high school career, and went there to just be a student. And next thing you know, about 2 weeks into my time at Elmhurst College, they only had about 10 or 11 guys trying out for the basketball team, and my roommate was a basketball player and starter on the team, and he said, Dave, we need bodies. And I said, well, I'm done. And he said, no, we need bodies. So I came out my freshman year, and it's kind of funny. Dan Pompey, who I think now writes for The Athletic, was with the Sun-Times for a long time and Chicago newspapers, was our SID. And in my little clip, it said he's a year away. I think now, 40 years later, it still would say he's a year away. But, you know, played basketball there.
That's funny.
Worked in the PR department, and I remember going through some photos of a game one time and saw my nose and some guy's number, and I said, nah, it's time to switch to baseball, and played baseball for 3 years there, and then left Elmhurst College to work for Sports Phone, did that for a number of years, and kind of got bored with that, and next thing you know, I was back at Elmhurst College as a pitching coach for the 88 and 89 seasons, and then coached at the University of Chicago in 1990.
And, you coached for the Maroons for a while.
I did, and I always, it was an incredible experience. I was about 25 years old, coaching guys just a couple of years younger than me, but had a blast. And as a matter of fact, you know, again, thanks to my time at Elmhurst College, where I was coaching and under Charlie Gale and Bob Fabrizio, got the chance at the University of Chicago, and thought that was going to be my pathway to the rest of my life, be a coach maybe. And next thing you know, I called my former pitching coach at Elmhurst College, Mike Young, who was a manager in the Australian League. And he said he was not going to be a reference on my resume. He said, get back out of coaching and get back into broadcasting. And he knew of the Kane County Cougars getting started. I sent him a tape of me doing a game at Wrigley Field, of all things, and it worked out pretty well. Did 5 years with the Cougars, and then
Wait a minute. So, what did you talk into a cassette recorder and just do the game while you were sitting there?
I did. It was before the suites were built, so we were up in the catwalks. If you remember the way that Wrigley Field was set up, and so I think we were down the first base line into my Marantz tape recorder, doing a play-by-play of Friday afternoon game, Cubs and Cardinals. I think it was a 1-0 game. My memory doesn't serve if it was a Cub win or a Cardinal win, but on the tape that I sent to the ownership group of the Kane County Cougars is an Andy Frame coming up and going, what are you doing up here? And I had to show him my press pass and everything else like that.
By the way, I don't want to call you. I mean, I've already busted you for your middle name, but I believe that would constitute a use, broadcast, or reproduction of the game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
It might have. I might even end a disclaimer just not in there anyway. But it's kind of ironic again. As I fought with a lot of Cub fans over the years, but part of the reason why I'm in Major League Baseball right now is because I did a tape of a Cub Cardinal game and turned it into a career.
I love that story because I think the young people coming up these days have to work just as hard as you did. But there was a time when a lot of people that you hear on the radio and TV today would do that. They take a cassette recorder, look it up. You can find pictures of them on Google. And they talk into a little microphone and they would pretend to be the announcer sitting in the bleachers. And I know, guys, I was one of them once and realized very quickly, I can't do this. But I mean, I know a lot of guys that did that for a couple of years when they were young as a hobby, but also as a training ground.
Yep. And, as a broadcaster now and for a number of years with the Cougars and then on here now with the Rays, we get tapes and CDs of people that are calling games off TVs, off Stratomatic, off whatever. Nowadays, probably PS4, whatever it is now. I don't know what it is now.
Well, think about how many broadcasters the last two seasons have, in fact, done it that way. John Weideman sat in a studio just down the hall from us and did Blackhawks hockey. Not even at the United Center, and certainly not in Detroit. I wanted to ask you about Sports Phone and a little bit more about your experience at Elmhurst. Dave Wills is on the phone line. You remember that name? Now the play-by-play guy has been for a while now in Tampa Bay, where the weather is probably really cold. Our hometown today is Elmhurst. We're talking about Elmhurst and all things Elmhurst. Sponsored by McDonald's. They've got this nice college over there, and one of the alums is Dave Wills, who's the play-by-play voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You heard him on WMA, Tampa Bay Rays. It just changed professions for him. WMAQ, WMVP. He was the voice of the Kane County Cougars once upon a time. UIC, U of C. And you know what's most fun to me about this, Dave, about your resume, is Sports Phone, which you mentioned just a minute ago. How 1980s does that sound? Sports Phone. I mean, people don't even want to use their phones now, but there used to be a service people would volunteer to. And did you have to pay for Sports Phone? How did that work?
When I first started, I think it was just part of the regular phone calls. And then next thing you know, I think it did become either a quarter or 50 cents a call in my last year or two while I was there. But
and you'd call that number and you'd get scores, right? This is Sports Phone, the Cubs one.
You'd get a one-minute sports update. And, during the day, I think we updated it about every 30 minutes or so with, obviously interviews. And I think you guys, I didn't know how to say Eberflus until I heard the update while I was on hold. But, we were a one-minute sports update every half hour, just like you would get on the radio. And then during the night, every 10 minutes, we would update scores. And, obviously, in this day and age where betting and sports betting has taken another giant leap compared to where it was 20, 30, 40 years ago, that's where people got, they didn't have 10-minute tickers or ESPN scrolls at the bottom of the TV screen.
Or the internet.
This was the place.
Yeah,
this was the only place you could get updates every 10 minutes. And then during the NFL season, it was every 5 minutes. So it was a one-minute recorded update, and I was fortunate enough to do NFL Sundays and college football and college basketball Saturdays. And if you were doing it every 5 minutes, if you made a mistake, you were in that booth for, it seemed like an eternity. But it was a great training ground, worked with some incredible people, the late Les Grofstein. I mean, it was, he had worked at Sports Home before I got there, but David Schuster, Chris Bowden, going down the line, Luke Kanellis, Brian Wheeler, who's the voice of the was the voice of the Portland Trailblazers, Jeff Joniak, who's now the voice of the Chicago Bears. I mean, it was a pretty impressive room, really impressive room, and had a blast doing it for a while. But my love was to do play by play, and you weren't going to do too many play by play calls in a minute. So I was just trying to figure out a way how I could utilize my background with Sports Phone into trying to find a play by play gig somewhere down the line.
Grofstein was Sports Phone. He was a human Sports Phone.
Yes,
by the way, so voice of the Kane County Cougars, which just makes me think of Joe Brand. You know Joe Brand, don't you?
I do. I know Joe. I know his uncle is Ross, and I knew of his father for a while. We all went to Oaklawn High School together. Joe's from the Oaklawn area. I don't think he went to Oaklawn, though. And but have had a chance to meet with Joe a number of times. And as a matter of fact, you sent me a note a few days ago saying, hey, I'm going to be in Clearwater at the beginning of February. Can we get together maybe for lunch? So, you know, I'm rooting for the guy. He's got a great gig with the Blackhawks right now.
Well,
they had a nice win last night. I still keep an eye on what the Blackhawks do, but rooting for Joe to get to where he wants to be, because I always tell people what I do beats working for a living. I live in life's candy store. I get to call Major League Baseball and get paid to do it. And then I get 5 or 6 months off during the off season and spend it in Florida. So it's a pretty good gig. And I always have people say, I want to do what you do. And I say, well, give me at least another 10 years or so, because I still got a mortgage I got to pay.
All right, hold on a second. So, Joe, you get to have his job in 10 years. Is that okay?
I think he'd be okay with that. I think he'd be all right with that.
Hey, mm-hmm. Joe.
Yeah. If I can sign that contract right now, I'll gladly do that.
There you go. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you? Great to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
How am I doing on this interview, Joe? Is there anything else I need to ask him? Our mutual friend, Sam Panionovich, who he's in town. He must be listening in Boston, just sent me a note and said, ask him about calling a World Series game. How much fun was that?
It was a lot more fun in 2020 when we won a couple of games, including that wild one against the Dodgers when they were throwing the ball around and our guys were running all over the bases. It wasn't so much fun in 2008 when it probably was one of the closest times I ever got to swearing on the air when Joe Blanton hit a home run off of Edwin Jackson, and I think we were losing by that time probably 12-2 or whatever it was, and Joe Blanton, the pitcher, just hit a home run, and I was like, Joe, better not say it, Blanton just hit a home run. So, it was a heck of a lot more fun, for a couple of those games in 2020. It was a weird setup because of the COVID and everything. But, I just saw a note. I mean, people always ask about, do you miss being in Chicago? And I do. I mean, all my friends and family are still there. I had a blast when I worked with the Chicago White Sox. My timing was impeccable. I finished my time with the White Sox in 2004. They go to the World Series, win it in 2005. It was great on my part. But, over the last 10 years or so, I think with the Rays, we're one of just 3 or 4 teams at that have won 1,000 games. And I've had a blast with Tampa Bay and wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah. So what else do I need to ask him, Joe? You know this guy better than I do.
No, the coolest thing about Dave is just how down-to-earth of a guy he is and how willing he is to share his time and his expertise. But one of my favorite stories that he told me was, Dave, wasn't it one of your first games calling play-by-play for the Sox? I don't know if it was an inning or filling in for Rooney or what, and you messed up a call and you were a little upset about it, and then you got over it, and then all week long the radio station at MVP just kept playing your club.
I think it was a game against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, and the White Sox were trailing. It's top of the ninth inning. They're down to their final out, and bases were loaded, and Albert Bell hits a grand slam to give the White Sox the lead. So it's, here's the pitch to Albert. Swing and a drive, deep right center field, toward the triangle, to the wall, and it is up. I'm hitting the mic. I'm trying to clear my throat, grabbing water, doing whatever,
and I just
couldn't do it. And I'm filling in for Rooney one day a week or whatever. And I'm thinking, no, that's a resume building call right there. And I can't clear my throat. So for the rest of that inning and the rest of the game, I'm barely able to put together enough to muster enough to get through the game. It turns out I had walking pneumonia and bronchitis. So. Long story short, though, early in the part of the next week, I get called into the promotions room, and they're like, hey, what do you think of this? And I think it was Matt Bisbee at the time says, hey, White Sox fans, the Cubs might have Harry Caray, and you hear, but we've got Dave Wills. and made a 30-second promo out of that.
That's funny.
Had to hear that for the next few months.
Our time is up. Dave, I just wanted to say hi. We're featuring Elmhurst today, and you've got that on your resume big time. So congrats to you. Congrats to the school. And happy birthday to Joe Brand, too, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
You're giving out middle names. You're giving out birthdays. Any other secret information you need to spread out there?
Good to hear you both. Nice to talk to you, Joe and Dave. Congrats. Thanks.
John, thanks for having me. Joe, take care. We'll talk to you soon. See you, guys.